It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A wildfire west of Fort Collins is now Colorado's fourth largest wildfire ever. The Cameron Peak Fire grew quickly Monday to cover a total of more than 96,000 acres. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith.
In a matter of 24 to 48 hours, it went, I think they said, about 10 miles and just flat covered ground.
Wet weather for a couple of days could slow the fire, but it could become more active again. Colorado home builders report some of their best months ever this summer. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Gene Myers with Thrive Home Builders in Denver says he can't believe that demand for homes is so strong when tens of millions of people are unemployed.
We just wrapped a record August. What I think is happening is the pandemic has really push the priority of housing to a new level.
The coronavirus has forced people to spend more time at home than ever. Sales of new homes doubled in July compared to July of last year. Permits to build new single-family homes are up almost 8%. But people are also escaping density. Permits to build apartments fell 21%. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The statue of a soldier that used to stand outside the state capitol is temporarily headed to History, Colorado. It was pulled down by protesters angry about Colorado troops' involvement in massacres of Native Americans. The museum's Jason Hansen says the idea would be to display the sculpture alongside commentary from affected groups, including tribe members and military veterans.
And that is how we want to present it, not as any kind of erasure, not as any kind of reinstallation, but as a moment to give us as a society a chance to consider monuments, this monument in particular, and what we might learn from them and how we value them.
The statue will be at the museum for about a year while the state decides whether and how to return it to the grounds near the Capitol. Crested Butte will consider tonight whether to have a Black Lives Matter mural painted on a downtown street. It's part of a discussion about policing and racism and ways to invite more people of color to come to the town, known for its ski area and wildflower festival. Along the Front Range, it is wet and chilly today and tomorrow, with temperatures today only in the 30s. This is CPR News.